Zog the Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis, Amar Aleph. The last line. Simon Meisim Tzedaka Kolben Koyen Tainis Minol Barzel. Simonim of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Daf Lamed Beis, Amar Beis. Omer Rabbi Lozor. G'doyle Tfila Yoisim Meisim Toivim. Tfila is greater than Meisim Toivim. She'en Chagol B'Meisim Toivim Yoisim Moshe Rabbeinu. Who had greater Meisim Toivim than Moshe Rabbeinu? And yet, Aval Bikain, Leinana Ela B'Tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu was only answered because of the Tfila that he did. Shenemar, the Ebeshah told him when he wanted to enter his soul, Al Toisev Daber Elai. Do not talk to him anymore. Do not daven anymore. Stop davening. Don't continue to daven. So the Ebeshah, because of his Tfila, answered him. True, he's not going to enter Eitz Yisrael, but he'll be able to see Eitz Yisrael. So we see that the Ebeshah was nisratzed to the Tfila of Moshe Rabbeinu, and at least that he'll be able to see Eitz Yisrael. So G'doyle Tfila Yosef Meisim Toivim. Tells the right of it by Vorons, it doesn't mean that Tfila is greater than Meisim Toivim. It means Meisim Toivim without Tfila is not going to do the job. So Tells says, G'doyle Tfila Yosef Meisim Toivim beloy Tfila. Shehem Moshe Rabbeinu Olva Sholem Afapi Shehoye B'yodim Meisim Toivim. Even though he had Meisim Toivim, he needed the tefillah in order to be answered, in order to be able to see Eitz Yisrael. Zog the Gemara, Vom Rabbi Lozor, G'doyle Tainis Yosef Minat Tzedaka. Tainis, fasting, is greater than giving Tzedaka. My time is Zebe Gufoi, V'Zebe Mamoinoi. Tainis is inflicting pain in your goof. Masha Enkin, Momen, Tzedaka is only inflicting pain in your wallet. So G'doyle Tainis, more than Tzedaka. Even though the Gemara in Davor before learned that Agra the Tanisot Tzedaka, the Gemara over there said about the Agra, the Hilula, all the different things, Mili. So Agra the Tanisot Tzedaka, which meant that the main purpose of the Tainis is the Tzedaka at the end. It's not a steerer to this. Here we're just saying that the Tainis itself, the inflicting pain on the body, is greater than the inflicting pain on the wallet, Yosef Minat Tzedaka. That doesn't mean that the Agra the Tanisa is the Tzedaka, that the Tachlis of the Tainis is the Tzedaka that you give afterwards. Zokti Mav Om Rabbi Lozor, G'doyle Tfila Yosef Minat Korbonus. Tfila is even greater than Korbonus, Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Lomli Roiv Sifcheichem, Yomer Hashem. The Ebeshah told Yeshaya Novi was Mechich Klaisol, and he said, Lomli Roiv Sifcheichem, Hashem doesn't need your Korbonus. And afterwards it says, Uksiv, Uve Forischem Kapechem, that the Ebeshter is also going to be misalem from Porischem Kapechem, from your Tvila. So Zog Rashi, Ilav the Gdoyle Tvila, of Tvila not being greater than Kabonis. So came in the Omeli, Roiv Sivchechem. Once the Ebeshter already said, Zog the Shaya, that the Ebeshter doesn't need your Kabonis, so Lomeli Su, Uve Forischem es Kapechem. What do you have to also say that is going to be misalem from your Tvila? Avilu Zivchem Le Nichalei. Must be that there's a greater chiddush that even your tefillah is being misalim from. So that's what we're saying, that g'doyle tefillah is even greater than korbanos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol koyen shohorages hanefesh leyuses kapov. A koyen that killed someone, he cannot duchen. Shenemar, from the same posik. This posik of ufarischem kapechem, it says, Yedechem domim aleyu. Yedechem domim aleyu, meaning your hand is full of domim. So mele, there's no nisiyas kapayim for shoyvche domim. You can't be nisiyas kapayim. As a matter of fact, the Mechaben, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Ches, brings this lahalocha, that even if you did tshuva, a koyin that was horig nefesh cannot be nisiyas kapayim. It's ein katega nasanega. It won't even help tshuva in that. Lemaisa, the Mishabur over there, says that l'chayre ain't dover oimer from the atshuva. So, but there it says ain kategah nasanega. Lemaisa, there's other shitas hold not like that. The Ramah brings over the cholkim that even by horig b'mezit tshuva would help, and even if horig b'mezit a koyin can be nois kapayim. Lemaisa, those are the different shitas over there in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. But either way, it's brought down im ola lo yered, that if he went up to duchen, we don't remove him from his duchening. There are more mekilim by shoygeg vasa tshuva than obviously than mezid vasa tshuva. Zok demal vayto v'omar Rebbe Lozor miyoyim shechor beis hamikdash ninu l'shari tefila. From when the destruction from the churban beis hamikdash, the shari tefila were ninalu, and the tefila doesn't come to the Ebeshah the way it should. Shenemar, it says in Eicha steht, Gam ki Ezak va'ashaveya sosam tfilosi. Sosam tfilosi. The Eibishter, so to speak, closed up the tfilah. He did not listen to our tfilas. Zog the Gemara, va'afa pi sheshachet tfilah ninilu. Even though there's a b'china that the tfilah is not accepted as easily anymore as it was before the Churban, and it's ninalu. But shari dimaloi ninalu. When there's the moyes that a person is moyed, so those shorim are not ninal, and that the Eibishter sees shenemar, like it says in the posik. Shimot tfilosi, steht in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, Shimot tfilosi Hashem, v'shavosi ha'azino, el dimosi al techerash. So Rashi is medayik, that midloiksiv es dimosi tire, shmamino niresi lefonov, ve'ein tzoch lispalal edel sheteskabe lefonov. There's a difference between the tfilah, you need a shimot tfilosi, the shaiva, you need a hazino shavosi. Mashek and dimosi, it's just al techash. It doesn't have to be nearest. It's automatically nearest. Sharidima is loin ninalu. The Mogen Avraham and Simon Samaches brings the importance of different shorim. We see this shari tefillah, the shari dima. He says every mokim should keep his minhogim. And should not be mishana for minig ha-mokim. Because every minig, the shoyrish of every tefillah has its own mekiris and its own shorim and their own minhogim. There's shneimos ha-shorim in the shemayim keneged the shneimos ha-shvotim. And every shevet has their own shar. He talks about the importance of the minig hamokim to upkeep one's minig hamokim. Zok dimo vaito, Rove loigoza taniso biyomi de eva. Rove wasn't goza tainis tzibur on people to daven on the tzibur biyomi de eva on a cloudy day, because after all it says mishum shenemar sakoyso ve'onon loch me'avor tfilo, meaning the Eibishter kaviyochel places an onon, a cloud, a separation between us and Kali Yisrael, between us and the Eibishter, between the Eibishter and the Kali Yisrael. So that the tefillah is, so to speak, is hindered from passing through. So Meili didn't want to make a tainis on a Yom Unon, because then Taka there's the clouds that hinder the tefillah from going up to Shemayim. Zog the Gemara, V'om Rabbi Lozom, Yom Shechor Beis HaMikdosh Nifziko, Chomaz Barzel Bein Yisrael Avim Shem HaShemayim. There's a Chomaz Barzel, separation from after the Churban, between us and the Eibishter. Zog the Mogel, like it says in the Pasuk, Shenemal, Va'ato kach lucho, machvas barzel, v'nesata oiso kir barzel, bein cho, uvein o'il. Zog the Mogel, Va'ito, Omer Reb Chonin, Omer Reb Chalino, kol ha-mayich b'tfilosoi, whoever's mayich in his tefillah, ein tefilosoi chazeres reikom. The tefillah is not going to go unanswered. If he's mayich in your tefillah, it'll be niskabel. Zog the Mogel, Nolami Moshe Rabbeinu, Shteipa Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemal, Ve'espalel el Hashem, uksi basrei, and it says afterwards, Vayishma Hashem elai gam bapamahi. So we see that the Eibishter, Moshe Rabbeinu, was ma'ich b'tfilosoi, and the Eibishter at the end was mekabel his tefillah. This is talking about the Aborim Yoim and the Aborim Lailo, that he was ma'ich b'tfilo. So the Eibishter did not destroy Klal Yisrael, and he was accepted as the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Frag the Gemara Eini, being ma'ich b'tfilah, is a guarantee that it will not go unanswered. Whoever is ma'arich in his tefillah and he's expecting it to be answered, he's mitzapeh, he's ma'ayim bo, that because he was ma'arich, so now his bakosha will be answered, I'm guaranteed to be answered. So then, soiv boli de kev lev, he gets a heartache. Shenemai techeles memushocha machal olev. So a lashon techel is a lashon of chilu, a lashon of tefillah. So it causes machla lev. So how are you saying that ma'ich b'tefillah is a good thing? And the Gemara says, ma'i takanta, what's takona for this machla lev? Yasek b'teira. Because when you're oisek b'teira, so then taka, you will have a takona and your bakosh will be answered through teira. Like the Mashal explains, that you want your tefillah to be answered, be oisek b'teira. Because bittul teira is the biggest menea for tefillahs to be in this kabel. Like it says in the pasuk, Meise oznoi mishmoya teira gam tefilos ateiva. So the Eibishter is meise oznoi. The Eibishter doesn't listen to our tefillah gam tefilos ateiva because mishmoya teira, because of bittul teira. So yasek b'teira is taka the remedy for the tefillah to be answered. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, it says ve'etz chayim tava bo ve'ein etz chayim el teira shenema etz chayim hi lamachazikim bo. So the Eitz Chaim, the Torah is talking the remedy, the Tava Bo, that we see our component that Tefillah is answered. But what do we see over here? We see that Ma'ach b'Tefilosoi, the Tefillah is not niskabel, and it's a steer to what we said before, that Ein Tefilosoi Chazayos Reikom. And to the Gemara Loi Kasha, depends. meaning, if you're marich in the tefillah, and you're mitzapa, and you're waiting, and you're expecting that your tefillah should be answered, so then it's taken not miskabel, and then taken boli de kev leif. If you're marich in the tefillah, but you're not mitzapa, you're not expecting to be answered, because you daven so long, so then taken ain't tefillah se chazer zreikom. Tosis similarly says, the Gemara says, kol ha-marich mitfillah se ma'ayim bo. So then, Zoktesis Tema, over here it's Mashma Ian Tvilu, is Lav Mal Yusi, but it comes to the cave lave. The Chay Mashma Perka Goya, later on, Daphnun Hey, Gimel Dvorim Askirin Abanishalodom, become Ian Tvilu. Loichain Mashma Perk Mafanim, but in Shabbos, Kuvachov Zayn, it's Masha, Odom Oicha Perosim Balamaze, Kachoshiv Ian Tvilu, it's a good thing you eat the pears Balamaze, Alma Mal Yusi, the Chay Mashma Beget Poshut, the Kora Mishloisha Dvorim and Odom Nitzbacho Yoim, become Ian Tvilu, Pirush Ain Odom Aimbo, you're supposed to be Maim Tvilu. Vim Kain Mashma Shutov, Zoktesis Vyesh Loima, the three iyun tefila yesh. There's two types of iyun tefilas. Yesh iyun tefila da'ocha mitzapa shetove b'kashosoy. There's one type of iyun tefila that you're expecting that your tefila should be answered. The iyun tefila da'osom shevachaven as liboy letefila. That you mechaven the liboy, and that's like a good thing. The Mashal explains that the Gemara right away in the beginning, when the Gemara says the first member, it says kolamach b'tefilosu ma'ayim bo. So it says clearly that you ma'ayim bo. But Dr. Mashah, the ma'ayin bo and the hamin of the Gemara was a good thing. You being ma'ayin in the tefillah. The Gemara's maskana goof is that ma'ayin bo is a chisaron. Ma'ayin being that you mitzapa, you're expecting it to be answered, and that's not the difference. Zok the Gemara, Om Reb Chomer Reb Chanino, Im ro odom she spalol bloy nene, if someone sees it daven, then it wasn't answered, yachsav he spalol, he daven again. Shenemar, kavel Hashem chazik v'yam tzibecho, v'kavel Hashem. Meaning a second kavel Hashem. There are four things that a person constantly needs to be mechazik. Ve'elohein, toiro ma'isim toivim, tefila v'derech eretz. Derech eretz, zogt Rashi, is the umnes of a person. Im umenu l'umnosoi, im soichu l'schoirosoi, im ish milchomuhu l'milchamtoi. Whatever your profession is, it needs chizuk. Zogt the Gemara, toiro ma'isim toivim minayim. From where do we know that it needs chizuk shenemar? It says that the Eibusha told Yeshua after Misas Meisha, Rak Chazak ve'amets ma'oid lishma lasis kol ha'teira. So it says Chazak ve'amets, we learn, Chazak b'teira, ve'amets is going on what? B'maisim tovim. So we see Teira and Maisim tovim, need chizuk. So gemar tefila minayin shenemar, kavel Hashem Chazak ve'amets ibecho, ve'kavel Hashem, the kefel ha'loshen, of chizuk and imutz. Te'echeretz minayin shenemar, it says, v'nis chazak, v'nis chazek, Ba'ad Amenu. And that's referring to when Yoyev, the general, the Sa'ad Svo of David HaMelech, he told Avishai, he told him, Chazik v'nischazik ba'ad Amenu, which was referring to the Anshe Melchom and the Uman Bumnosoi and Sechelus Chagosoi, he gave them chizuk of Chazik v'nischazik ba'ad Amenu. Zog the Mo'vaito, Atem etzion, azavani Hashem, v'Hashem shchechoni. So, in fact, the more it's a double ocean. Azavani and shchechoni means the same thing. The Eibush have forgotten us. The Eibush has forsaken us. Haino azuba, haino shchucho. It means the same thing. Zog the Gemara. Omer eshlokish, omer knesset Yisrael, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam. Odom noisi isho al ishtoi. Rishoina zeicha ma'aseh rishoina. When someone marries a second wife after he divorced his first wife, he suddenly remembers his first wife. By the Eibishter, Ata Zavtoni Beshachtoni. You left us and you've forgotten us. So that's what is the double lotion of Aziva and Shikro. Avdem Zog the Eibishter Tzirik Tzim Klai Yisrael. Omala HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biti Shnemeso Mazolois Barosi Barukia. There are 12 different Mazolois of different types of kechovim that I created in the Rukia, val kol mazel v'mazel b'rosel l'shloishim chayil, and on every mazel I created 30 chayil heads, gaisois that are in charge of those different mazolois, 30 sorim so to speak that are mamuna on them, val kol chayil chayil b'rosel l'shloishim ligyoin, and a different type of sar called the ligyoin that are mamuna on those chayolois, val kol ligyoin v'ligyoin b'rosel l'shloishim ratoin. And on every ligyon, I created another 30 ratoin, another type of sar that are mamuna on these ligyons. Val kol ratoin v'ratoin b'ros l'shloshim kartoin. And on every ratoin, I created 30 kartoins. on charge of them. Another type of sar. Zogt gemol aval kol gistro ve gistro tlisi boy shloish meyos ve 65 alfei riboy kochovim. And on every gistro, I have 365,000 kochovim. Connected to my zechama, corresponding to 365 days in the year. Ve chulon, we're talking about billions and billions. Ve chulon loy barasi, ela bishvilcha. This is all created for Klal Yisrael. Va'at amrit azavtoni v'shachtoni, and you're saying I've forgotten you, I've forsaken you. The ganze brias b'shulin nivra olam, it's created for Klal Yisrael. So how could you even think? How could it dawn on your mind that azavtoni v'shachtoni, that the Eibush forgot us? Azavtoni shachtoni, avad nisht. And the Gemara continues dashing the pasuk. Hatishkach isha ulo merachem ben bitno. And the pasuk of this continues. Gam ela tishkach nova noichi lo yeshkochech. Hatishkach isha ulo. The Eibush is saying, so to speak, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, klum eshkach oilois eilim upitrei rechomim sheikraf telefonim bamidbar. You think I'll forget hatishkach isha ulo, the ishim and the ulo and the oilus, so to speak, that you brought the karbonos, the behemoths, and all that was nikrav in the midbar. Omra lefonov. So the Klal Yisrael tells the Eibushter, Ribbono shel Olam, Hoil ve'en shikol lefnei kisvei, if you remember everything. And just like you're saying that you're not going to forget the karbonos that you brought in the midbar. So shema le tishkach li es maise egel. So maybe you won't forget the maise egel either. That we do want the Eibushter to forget. The aver of the maise egel azov. So if you're remembering everything in the midbar, are you going to remember the Maaseh Egel forever? Omalo. So the Eibushter says back, Gam Eile Tishkachno, that this I do forget. I'll forget the Chet. I'll forget the Gam Eile, meaning the Chet Egel, I'll take and forget. Like it says, Eile Lekech Yisrael. Gam Eile Tishkachno. The Eile Lekech Yisrael. Omalo Fonov, so the Klal Yisrael tells the Eibushter, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hovi Yeshikol Lefnei Kisuch Vaydecho. If you're taking to forget the ego, so Shema Tishkach Limaisa Sinai. So maybe you'll forget that we makabel the Torah and we said Nasa V'Nishma. Omalo, then the Eibushter says back, Vanoichi Lo Yeshkocheich, that will not forget Maisa Sinai. Vanoichi, Anoichi is Loshon of Anoichi, Anoichi Hashem Lekecho, the Matan Torah, the Nasa V'Nishma. That taket that says adibus, that I won't forget that you said nasav nishma. So ein chenami, I'll forget the ma'ase egel. I won't forget the hasinai. I'll remember the karbonas that you brought in the midbar. I'll taket forget the ma'ase egel. So k'mal v'hainu dom rabbi lozom rabbi oishia ma'idich siv gam eila tishkachno ze ma'ase egel v'noichi lo yesh kocheich ze ma'ase sinai. So k'mal v'aitach sinim arishoinim arishoin sha'achas. They waited an hour before they davened. And then they davened an hour, and then they waited an hour afterwards. Zok the Mormonani Mili, what's the Makar? Om Reb Shuman Levi, Dom Akro, Shtetan Posik. Ashrei Yoishve Beisecho. It says, Ashrei Yoishve Beisecho, first you Yoishiv, and afterwards it says, Oy Yalalucho Selo. So the Loshen of Yoishve prior to Yalalucho. And this is the Makar, where we take say, Ashrei Yoishve Beisecho, before Tila Ledovit. Tila Ledovit we say before we daven. But we say, Ashrei Yoishve Beisecho, because to be meram is the din of the shihui. We don't have a shihui of a shah achas, like chesidim reshoinim, but we have this type of minimal shihui, and we have an oleinu, which is the shihui after tefillah also, that we have merumas to this shoin shah achas koidim alacha. Zog dem over Omer Shuban Levi, hamispalo tzoch lishoi shah achas, achat tefillah soi. He has to wait an hour afterwards, shenemar, ach tzadikim yoidu lishmecho, yesh v'yishorim esponecho. Meaning, it says first, Yoidu Lishmecho, which is Lashon of Haidah, of Tfilah, of Moedim. And afterwards it says, Yesh V'yishorim Espanecho. Zok Mo Tani Nami Yochem Espalot, Zok Shiyish Shoachas Kodim Tfilosoi, an hour pre, V'shoachas La'achat Tfilosoi, an hour post. Kodim Tfilosoi Minayin, Shenem Asher Yesh V'yishorim. And then only afterwards, Oida Luchoselo. Only afterwards you daven. And Achat Tfilosoi Minayin, that you wait an hour. The Chsiv, it says, Ach Tzadikim Yoidu Lishmecho. And then only after the Yoidu, it says, Yesh V'yishorim Espanecho. Zog di gemara ton rabon chasidim rishonim rishon shoachas umispalen shoachas v'chozerim rishon shoachas. If they waited an hour after the tefillah, an hour before, and the davening itself is an hour, frek di gemara v'chim ha'achar sheshoyin teish ha'shoyz b'yoyim b'tefillah. So it ends up being there's 9 hours a day in tefillah, 3 tefillahs a day. Every tefillah is an hour pre, an hour post, an hour of davening. That's 9 hours. So oy bazoy teirosan ha'ech mishtameres. How are they going to remember the Torah? There's no time to learn. Umalachton ech nasis. And when is it going to work for the panosa? There's a minimal amount of time left. Of them entered the Gemara, Elamitech Shechsinim Heim, because they were Chesinim Rishonim on such a high Madrega. So the Eibusher gives them special Siyata Lishmaya, Terosa Mishtameres. The Torah is Mishtamer, even though they have a limited amount of time to Chazer, and it's Mishtameres, and they don't forget their learning. Umelachdom is Bareches, and likewise, their Parnosis is Baruch, even in the limited time, amount of time that they work. Now the obvious question is that panosa, the tachlis is to be able to sustain yourself. So malachta misbareches, I work a small amount of time. Okay, the Eibush gives me such a bracha. But terosa mishtameres, there's a chiddush over here because Torah, the tachlis of learning is the etzem learning itself. So einachanami, there's a bracha mishtameres that there won't be a shikha by them and they'll remember it, even though they have a limited time of learning. But lamais, at the end of the day, they are limited in their learning time. In the etzem learning, the esek ha-Torah, their time is limited because there's so much time is spent on teisha shoyes and tefillah. So what is the Gemara saying? Terosa mishtameres, it seems like the only chesaron was that they're not going to remember. And then not remembering the special bracha of Teros Mishtameres. What about the Etzem Esek HaTorah? We're talking about Chassidim HaRishonim. We have no Esek and understanding of what their tefillah and that Madrega of tefillah by them was and what the Mishtameres by them and the Mizbareches. But Koponim, the Iker we see by them was Taka the Teros Mishtameres, even though they were limited in the time. Now, Lahalochin, Simon Tzadi Gimel, like I said, we Taka have to be shoya before tefillah. Now, we don't wait an hour, but there has to be a minimal amount of Shia. It's brought down in the Mishaburi brings over there, based on the Rambam, that I think it's the Magen Avraham, he says that it's a shear of Ches Tvachim, which is a minimal shear. A shear of Ches Tvachim, you wait before davening and you wait after davening. And that's taka, that in order it shouldn't look like a masui. Tefillah, at the end of davening, shouldn't look like a masui, that you run out. So the Nefesh Chaim says that you have to go down from the elevated madrega that a person is on during tefillah, so you need a shear's man to come down to this world again. So we see there's an inyan of a shihui. We take say aleinu. Aleinu is a chelik of the shihui of la'acha tefillah. That's why we have such an important tefillah after davening to know that it's, to show that it's not a masri. We're staying till the end. And we're showing the last chelik of tefillah also. Zogdik mo vaito. Afila ha-melech shoyl b'shloimo ilo yeshiveno. If someone is a milk from the Esra, even if a melech is shoyl b'shloimo, do not answer. Zogdik mo vaito. Omer Rav Yosef Loishon al Malchi Yisrael. This is talking about a Malchi Yisrael, which is not a Sakonis Nefoshes, if you don't answer him. Avol al Malchi Akum, where it's a question of, like Zashi says, Shema Yageno. So then, of course, then you have to stop. Then Avada, Shelo Yageno. So Poisik, you have to stop in your tefillah and you have to answer. Zotmo Meisve, state in Breisa, Hamispal v'ro Anos. If someone is davening Shemoneh Esrei and he sees an Anos, someone is about to kill him. Bokenegdis, coming towards him. Or Ra Koroin, he sees a wagon, Bokenegda, coming towards him, it's gonna hit him. Loye Mafsik, you don't stop. El Mekatze of Oila. You Mekatze your tefillah. So it's Machlokes Rishonim what Mekatze means. Does it mean a tefillah Ktzara? Or does it mean that you rush up your davening quickly? But Al Kaponim, we see that even by a Sakona, you don't stop your tefillah. Rather, you shorten it. So not like we just said before, Malcha Akum, your Poisik. Meaning, if you have time to be mekatsa your tefillah, by the time the anus is going to come to you, or the time the wagon is going to hit you, so then you're already holding by the end of davening. Zog Rashi, so you're holding by the end, so then you can be mekatsa, either you do a tefillah ktzara in the last few brachas, or pshat is, you can rush up the end, so then you taka mekatsa. But it's not enough time to be going to tefillah, and the Melech Shoyl B'Shloim and Melech Akum, it's a question of Shema Yageno, then you take a poisik, then you stop cold turkey, you stop right then and there, and you don't finish off at all, even B'Tech Kitzur. Zog the Moton Rabbonon, Maise B'Chosid Echod. There was a story with the Chosid Echod. Shoyim Mispala B'Derech, he was davening on the road. Bo Sar Echod V'Nosan L'Sholoim. A Sar, an important Sar, gave him Sholom. V'Lo Yechzir Lo Sholom. He didn't respond. He didn't answer him. He was moved davening. Himtin loy achisim tefilosi. The Sar waited till he finishes davening. Lachisim tefilosi, when he finishes davening, omaloy, so the Sar told him, reiko, empty one. Haloy kozibis arashim, it's written in your Torah. Raki shomel cho, shmoy nafshcham oid. It said you have to be very careful with shmartem. Uksiv shmartem, shmartem oid nafsh seichem. So why are you taking chances? You're not careful from a sakona. I'm here greeting you. I can kill you if you don't respond. So kshenesad cho sholom lomalech zatali sholom. Imo yiso, If I would take a sword and chop off your head, who would be tevea your dam? It would be your own fault. you should have answered Shalom and you wouldn't put yourself in a matzav of sakana. So he gave him Musa, so to speak. Why didn't you respond? He waited till he finished, Shimon Esrei, and then he told him, why didn't you respond? So the chassid told him, let me respond and give you now an answer and you'll understand where I'm coming from. So the chassid told him, if you, Mr. Tsar, if you were talking to a human king made out of flesh and blood, and suddenly and your friend passes by you and he says and he greets you, what would you do? Would you return him? Would you be machzel shalom? Omaloi, so the Tsar said, lav, of course not. And if you would have returned, if you would have responded to this person that's interrupting you while you're talking to the king, you would have said shalom to him. So the chassid asked the Tsar, what would they do to you? So Omaloi, so the Tsar told him, they would chop my head off. Omaloi, so the chassid said, haledvom kavachoymel. In order that you should understand, if you would be talking to a king made out of flesh and blood, today he's here, tomorrow he's in the ground, in the grave. So kach, meaning, you have to be very careful about his covenant. You would not answer Shalom and respond to anyone that talks in the middle of this conversation. And you would understand that. And if you would, then you understand that you would be beheaded. I'm standing in tefillah in front of the Melech Malchei Hamelochim, the Eibishter. Shu chai v'kayim la'ad le'olmi olomim. He's not mocha bekevel. So Allah has come v'kama. I can't respond to you. I have to be very careful in this COVID. And that's why I didn't respond to you. So miyad nispayso is asar. The Tsar understood what he was getting at. And he understood the moshal and the nimshal. V'niftar is a chosid le'beisa l'sholim. And they parted. And it was niftar le'beisa l'sholim. And the Tzlach and the Mogen Avraham, they both explain that he wasn't stam having a conversation with the person that is about to behead him. He realized that this person had anova. He saw that he was makdimim shalom. He saw there was someone to talk to. So that's why he taka and he responded and he gave him this mashal. Otherwise, there's no makom for a conversation and he had to be very careful not to put himself in a makom sakona. All right, we'll stop over here. Daf Lamed Gimel, Omed Aleph, six lines from the top by the two dots.